Our listeners, we're talking to Veena Patel, and she has this wonderful book called The Spice Collector's Cookbook that'll brighten up your day, to say the least, I would say. Veena, tell our listeners a little bit about your background so they can understand how much an authority you are on these spices, and then we'll go from there as to how your palate of spices has expanded from your native Indian palate.
Okay.
Where are you from?
Yes. And first of all, I would like to thank you for giving me this appointment and an opportunity to talk to you. I'm really, really honored to be with you today. Again, you know, you heard about my first book, From Gujarat with Love. And this is I'm talking about my second book, The Spice Collector's Cookbook. It's published in November last year in 2024. And again, as you know that my name is Veena Patel. I'm the author of two wonderful cookbooks called From Gujarat with Love and The Spice Collector's Cookbook. I was born and raised in Gujarat, a state in Western India. The state with 60 million people.
Tell me how you pronounce it. I've never known really how to pronounce it.
Okay, so my state, the state that I come from is called Gujarat.
Gujarat, okay.
Yes, a state in West India.
But they're really well known for spices, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very well known for spices, and they're also well known for food. Food is very vibrant and very colorful.
Aha. But now you learned from your mother and your grandmother about these spices.
Yes. So what happened that my family's culinary and spice journey started generations ago in Gujarat, India, with my grandparents running a spice shop. And that serves the local and neighbors around the town, you know. So my grandmother was very active in shop. And it's quite rare that, you know, back then, women actually don't work. But it's very quite rare for women to get involved.
She sounds like a wonderful mentor, your grandmother.
That is so true.
Yeah, and what a great background. But, you know, you came to the States. Tell us when you did that and how that went.
Yes, that is true. So I'm very, very honored to be her granddaughter. And as I say, that my grandfather has the most beautiful spice shop in their town. And where my grandmother, you know what, I'll tell you the very interesting story about my grandmother, that, you know, she would make a fresh batch of handwo. Handwo is actually... Yeah, the recipe in my first cookbook, From Gujarat with Love, handwo means a spicy cake, you know. So that what she does, make the spicy cake handwo and bring it down to all customer, to my grandfather's shop. So all her clients could taste her food. Handwo is a dish that includes a lot of ingredients from her shop. Everyone would try it and ask, you know, how she made it. And then, you know, my grandmother, I would say that very clever woman, very business oriented woman. And then, you know, she would tell them, she would actually give them a recipe and tell them, you know, how it is made by showing them what spices put in making the dish, you know.
Well, I mean, that's some background, but you don't stop there. Now, I mean, we get quite a lot of books about spices. I'm not sure why everybody's interested in spices right now, but you have to admit there are more books written about it. There are more shops and companies selling spices. It's having a real big heyday in the American and European culture as well as in other parts of the world. I mean, it's a global alert now to spices. Yes. Isn't there? Why? I don't know why.
Yeah, so the thing is that I want to let you know that, you know, my grandmom, she figured out this marketing strategy 100 years ago. 100 years before, you know, she figured out that by giving away sample, you know, you can sell a lot more groceries.
Well, you
And
know,
lot more.
yeah, go ahead.
And these techniques actually today, like if you go to Costco or Trader Joe's or Whole Foods, they also use this technique nowadays. So I was telling, you know, my grandmother was way ahead of her time, don't you think so?
Well, you know, but I, as I said, we get a lot of cookbooks about spices,
Right.
but yours is not strictly the Indian spices. I mean, I liked on the back of the book, you
Yes.
break it down with from Mexico, inspired by Italy. Discover the flavors of Thailand, explore India. I mean, this is a huge range of spice inspiration, isn't it?
So let me tell you why. Okay, so first of
Okay,
all,
I'd like to know why.
Sure, Anne. I would like to share this lovely story with you. So my family is very fussy, by the way, and foodie, and they want variety of food. To keep their taste bud happy, I sometimes, you know, used to cook 4 meals a day. Like if someone wants, from my family, if someone wants Indian, for example, my daughter, she likes Mexican. My son likes, he grew up eating pasta. So, you know, it's very simple, right? That I raised my kids in the USA, and as they grew, they develop a taste of for a different food, and so that, you know, forced me out to get out of my comfort zone and keep other thing that I truly believe that keeping meal times varied is very important, and more importantly, that, you know, I want them to eat home cooked meals. Had I not learned all this recipe from Mexico, from Italy, from Thailand, you know, they would have, what they would have done, that they would have go out and they would have, you know, or maybe they would pick up the food from outside. So my thing is that I wanted my children to enjoy more home cooked meal. How do I encourage them? I have to, you know, go out of the comfort zone, and I had to learn more recipes. I have to learn different recipes. And
Right.
that is how I came to 4 different cuisines, because there are 4 different cuisines, but they are my family's most favorite food.
Oh, good. Yeah. I mean, usually when you pick up an Indian cookbook, you don't expect to see a recipe for mung sprout crepes.
Yeah, because you know what? Those are the ones my family enjoys the most. So I have to say, that's why I settled on Indian, Thai, Mexican, and Italian food, as we
Yeah,
have
right.
4 cuisines. And also, I have a, along these 4 cuisines, you know, I actually also featured a really world's best salad in this second cookbook.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that readers are going to be interested, inspired, and also fairly astonished at some of the recipes. And again, here's Indian style fusion pinto beans. That makes this, it sets this cookbook aside from all the other Indian cookbooks I got, that's for sure.
Yeah, so, you know, if you really want to try some recipes, I highly recommend to try that recipe, Anne.
Oh, yeah. yeah, now, I mean, do you have, you cook all the time. Do you have a favorite repertoire? I mean, like, did you recycle a whole bunch of similar recipes from different regions, and what regions? I
You
mean, you
know,
have stuff in here like from Japanese fried rice with mustard sauce. It says to me that you put a lot of innovation into your recipes and a lot of personal inspiration and personal take on interpretation of food.
yeah. So what I did, that I believe that people often crave a variety of food, and I want to provide them with a single cookbook that offers a selection of 4 different cuisines plus family favorite recipes. So This recipe, this cookbook is all about is what my family likes. And
Yeah,
other thing is that when you go to the bookstore, you don't have to purchase multiple cookbooks. You buy only this cookbook, which is Spice Collector
right.
Cookbook by,
Right.
and you will get a variety of recipes because it has a amazing recipe. Another thing I like about this cookbook is that it's a fast and easy to follow. Most can be actually made in less than 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah, I
So,
mean, it's really a startler, to be perfectly honest, Vida. I mean, it spicy pasta and sweet dal. I mean, that really blew my mind.
So I think that one is I'll let you know that what we why I say that because that's a very classic Gujarati dish, by the way. It's called dal dokli. So that dish actually what happens that in Gujarat women they make that dish usually on Sunday evening when they don't want to cook too much, okay? When they want to be busy, this is a perfect dish for them. So what they do that they make extra dal soup, I would say that lantern soup, and then they save it for the Sunday night, for Sunday night dinner. So that way they don't have to make dal again. They can use the leftover dal, leftover soup to make the wonderful pasta dish for family. So I said
Well,
that.
you don't seem to ever run out of ideas, actually. I mean, did you use them all up on this cookbook, or do you still have ongoing development? I mean, you do so many different takes on these recipes. It just seems like you to put all your invention right out there in front.
I would let me tell you how the cookbook idea was, this cookbook idea was born. So it's a good question, by the way. I really like it. So what happened that while on a trip to Africa, we actually went to Masai Marai Park in Kenya in 2005. What happened was when we reached to the hotel, we were starving. We were so hungry. So I told my kids and my husband, why don't we go to the restaurant, eat something? Because we had such a long day and a long trip. It took us about 18 hours to get there.
Oh,
And I said,
wow.
he said that, yeah. I said, why don't we go there? I said, okay. So the funny thing is that when we went there, it was very, really funny thing happened to us. When we went there, then I asked the hairdresser, I said, can you give us the menu? I want to order the food because my kids and I are very hungry. So he smiled ear to ear and said that, Mrs. Patel, we don't have the menu. What he said that to me, and which I really like it, and I tell you that it's the best moment of my life. He said that
Really?
we don't have the menu at the Kichwa Temple. The name of the hotel called Kichwa Temple. You and your family can order whatever you like, and we will make it for you.
Well,
He
that's
said,
amazing.
order Indian, Thai, Mexican, Italian, whatever you want, and we will prepare it for you. And I fell in love with this idea because this is exactly how we eat at home. Can you believe that? So at first I was like, I have to tell you that. I mean, as I say that my grandmother, right, when it comes to the marketing
Right.
tricks, I was also way ahead of that. I felt like, how I feel that? I felt like that stepping into my own kitchen. Where I would make a variety of dishes based on everyone's preference. If somebody wants pasta, if somebody wants Thai, if somebody wants Mexican.
Yeah, right. I remember that. Yeah.
But that makes
So, yeah, you have to be flexible. Yeah. Now you were just in Costa Rica. Was that just pleasure, or was it also business?
No, it's actually I would say that pleasure. What happens that we visited Costa Rica in 2022, and we fell in love with the place because it's so
Oh.
green and yeah, you know, Pura Vida, right? Simple life. People live very simple life, and we are
Yeah.
from Silicon Valley, so we need a simple life now.
Well, I've read that it's recently been added onto the warning list for petty thievery and stuff. Is the culture of Costa Rica changing?
I as of now, I haven't seen much change, but I'm
No.
sure it will, because
Yeah.
to me, Costa Rica is like, according to me, okay, Costa Rica is like Gujarat, my state, an undiscovered place.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's not
Yeah.
a lot of people know about the place. It's an amazing place on the earth. I would say that it is the most beautiful country in, you know, on the
Yeah,
earth.
I mean, I hear so, yes. I wanted your opinion on something else. It's been sort of confusing me. We interviewed a woman who was from India, born and raised in India. Her husband was too, but he was a diabetic on daily insulin, and she did research and she changed all these traditional recipes to be more healthful, and he even got off of the insulin on a daily basis. But she told me something that I had never thought of and had never heard before, and I wanted your take on it. She said that that India was the diabetes capital of the world. Is that true?
Yes, that is so true. That is
But
so true.
why?
India, I think because of the, you know, people really don't know about, you know, about, you know, I would say the lack of awareness. Diabetes is yeah, it's a something that, you know, it's a genetic thing, right? That you get from your mom or from mom's side family or dad's side family. So a lot of people are not aware of that. And but the, you know, the solution for diabetes, do you know how India, some people, they treat diabetes?
No.
I also mentioned in my first and second cookbook, both the cookbooks, if you read, you know, the glossary for in the beginning of the book. For fenugreek seeds, actually they use to treat the diabetes. What they do that they soak the fenugreek seeds in a water. They soak it overnight, and then they drink the water with the seeds, and they chew on the seeds, you know, next morning on an empty stomach. That actually controls your blood sugar level. So in India, they use those seeds to control the blood sugar level. So that is it's a silly remedy, you know, for diabetes.
Well, you know, I mean, we've actually started going to a variety of Indian restaurants that call themselves modern Indian cuisine, and they do kind of what you were doing in this book. They're drawing on influences from all these various parts of the world and cultures. And that's what they're defining as modern Indian cuisine. I mean, is this replacing the traditional Indian cuisine or not?
It is Indian, traditional Indian cuisine, definitely, yes. It is for that. And the other thing is that, you know, as far as, you know, authentic Indian cuisine, you know, concerned, I would say that you will see a lot of variety. You will see a lot of, you know, people, they mix and match a lot of recipe that you see, but that, you know, without, I would say that by maintaining the authentic taste. So suppose if I say that, okay, I'm going to make so and so dish, but again, I make sure that I retain the authentic taste from my, or from India, whatever, you know. So,
Well, you know, I mean, I just got There are always some surprises. I think that Indian food and culture in general, drinks and food and so forth, have been simplified. I know Indian food that came out of the British involvement with India in the UK itself. London is rife with curry houses, and that's such a small portion of the basis of Indian food, and I think it's taken a lot of time to get away from that. Don't you agree that people have this expectation that they're going to go to a curry house and get a number 10 spice level? And you've got to get around that.
If I understood your question correctly, yes, I do agree, to the certain extent. But as I said that, people still willing to try the dish, original dish, I would say, the original Indian dish, whatever the dish that you are referring to. Like, so for example, I'm giving an example for dal, right? But they're still willing. Okay, they may be using different spices, not different spices, I should say, but maybe less spices. But they, they cannot make the dish. I would say that, less Indian, or I should say that, too modern, according to me. They still try to stick to the original recipe. Of course, they will try to make some modification to the dish, but they still, try to make it as authentic as they can. Number the reason behind that one, because when you try to make the dish, less spicy, or if you try to add a different thing into it, the dish doesn't turn out, as authentic as you would like. And it can be a different dish then, so people try not to, to make it too modern, according to me, they still try to use very similar spicy, but I would say that they would use less. And maybe they if you see in my book, I try to use a different technique. I try to use very, I try to make it quick, and I try to use shortcuts, but without losing the authentic taste. So I do agree to the certain extent, but I would say that still is still they try to make as authentic this as possible. So.
Well, I don't know. Who knows what the third thing is at this point? But I just got a I didn't know that coffee was local in parts of India, especially complicated. I just got a shipment of Indian coffee, and
Wow.
with special it's copper brewing stuff.
Okay.
And yeah, and I'm anxious to try it. I had no
Yes.
idea that there was any kind of tradition having to do with coffee in India. And then we went to a restaurant we like in London, and I can't remember the name of it. The food was fabulous, and they served Indian wine, and I never knew that there was such a thing as Indian wine. And so I guess what I'm saying is that there's a lot of education needed around this whole concept of Indian food. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do agree with that. Now since you're talking about coffee, that coffee that you got it from me, that is a very famous coffee in India, from South India, is called filtered coffee, South Indian style
Really?
filtered coffee. I think you are referring to that, looks like, yes. So,
Now, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's going to take a lot on your part to get people to explore in depth. That's why I was talking about these curry houses and stuff. We need a little more depth in people's appreciation of Indian culture and cuisine.
Yes, that's true. We do need it. But let me tell you something. It's not about you need a more education or more, is it? But it's I think you will need this kind of education, this kind of information with any cuisine, I should say that, right? Not only Indian.
That's
So,
probably true, yeah.
but yeah. But all I'm saying that nowadays, because of is we live in the global world, everything is so globalized. People are, they can find any information online. They can go to the online and find the
Right,
information.
yeah.
But if
I
it's
guess the
not that.
whole world's changed by the easy access of information online, huh? Yeah,
Exactly,
but
we have a full access, right? We have, and with nowadays people, if they want to find something about so and so dish or some so and so spices, it's easily available, easy to access. And I tell you that, I have not met anybody who doesn't know about Indian cuisine, who doesn't know about Indian spices. A lot of people, they know so much about Indian spices, especially not only spicy but also in very popular Indian dishes, for example, butter chicken, right?
Wow,
So,
dear.
yeah. So I, if you're asking me, for my opinion,
Yeah.
I think is say that as you mentioned that is it's easy to access, first of all.
Right.
So it's not
Well,
that. And,
I'm going to say to the listeners, listeners, if you want your eyes opened and your repertoire, a kitchen repertoire greatly expanded, get this innovative as well as traditional, an odd combination, but a beautiful combination, coming from Vina Patel. And it's called The Spice Collector's Cookbook. It's her second cookbook. And she says they're easy family recipes, so and we're going to give it a shot, aren't we, Vina?
oh, that would be wonderful. You know that this is my, I would say that this is a family affair to me. And wherever I go, if I like something, I actually make sure that I find that recipe. And this is my hobby, and I really, this is our family recipe, family favorite recipe, and I would like to share with the whole world. So I'm so glad that you are really, appreciate that
Oh,
my appreciate my,
yeah.
and also
And the
I think.
photography, at mouth-watering photography. I mean, I'm looking at this beet, feta, and macadamia salad. Who would have thought that you'd come up with that? That's beautiful. I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us, and I wish you a great deal of success for this, your second cookbook. And keep us posted on what you're coming up with next.
Yeah, thank you so much, Anne, for your appointment, and thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate that.
Oh,
And
thank
enjoy
you,
my
Vina.
enjoy both the books from Gujarat with Love and the Spice Collector Cookbooks. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye,
So much.
Vina.
Bye.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.